7 o'clock. Northeast winds are at 8 miles per hour. Barometer at 3012 is up slightly. No precipitation today. And after the midnight reading of 67, it is 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. It is news time from ABC, and it is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. More than 1.5 million homes and businesses in the southeast U.S. don't have electric power after Hurricane Helene's passage. Most are in Georgia and the Carolinas. Tennessee caught some of it. Family members of employees of a factory unaccounted for after the storm, demanding transparency.
A plastics manufacturer says several workers went missing or died in the flooding. Families are now demanding answers, claiming workers were told not to leave as the floodwater rose. The company says most employees left immediately, but some remained at the facility or nearby for an unknown reason, adding, at no time were employees told that they would be fired if they left the facility.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. 45,000 workers at ports on the East and Gulf Coasts are on strike against the port owners in a dispute over money. He's in hospice, has gone through cancer fights, and outlived his wife. Former President Jimmy Carter turns 100 years young today. This is ABC News. No new trial for the weapons master on Alec Baldwin's low-budget Western that had a fatal shooting.
When the manslaughter case against actor and producer Alec Baldwin was dismissed in July, just a few days into his trial over the onset shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins, the film's weapons expert, Hannah Gutierrez, who had been convicted of manslaughter, asked for a new trial or for her case to be dismissed on the same grounds. But on Monday, Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer in New Mexico denied the retrial and dismissal motions for Gutierrez, saying the reasons that applied to Baldwin did not apply to Gutierrez. She's currently serving an 18-month sentence. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Visitors to the lake in Sao Paulo's iconic Irapuera Park have been shocked in recent weeks. The lake has turned a vivid shade of green. The city hall says it's a combination of an algal bloom, abundant nutrients, high temperature, and no rain. Earlier this month, the drought turned Sao Paulo's Pinheiros River green. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. The Mets weren't supposed to get this far, neither were the Brewers, yet they'll be squaring off in the best of three National League Wild Card Series beginning this afternoon. First pitch time just after 4:30 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The Mets heading back to Milwaukee after playing there over the weekend. They split a series yesterday, or a doubleheader with Atlanta. That also knocked Arizona's Diamondbacks from the postseason. Games last night in the NFL, two of them, in fact, Tennessee 31 and Miami 12, and Detroit beat Seattle 42-29, the final score. The American League playoffs get underway today, National League wildcard games as well, and the WNBA is into its finals or semifinals, Las Vegas at New York and Connecticut at Minnesota coming up this evening. Banish baseball great Pete Rose has died, the longtime Cincinnati Red, the career hits leader, and with a total of 4,256 hits, broke Ty Cobb's 4,191 back in the day. That's an update on sports, courtesy of the Richland Hospital.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
High temperatures will reach the middle 60s today with sunshine, breezy, and more fall-like conditions. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again, a high of 73. Thursday, 75 with a slight chance of a light shower overnight. In Richland Center, we have east winds at 3 miles per hour, and we're down to our overnight low thus far. It is 52 degrees. Good Tuesday morning. Welcome to October, by the way.
Heavens to Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me. It appears you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking. So I hate that my demons put you through hell. Until I see you again.
nothing blue. She don't love nobody. Behind the green eyes I detect, she don't love nobody. A heart no kiss could resurrect, she don't love nobody. All her life she's been told to hang on tight. There's a man who'd make her his wife, but she's not. She don't love nobody. She would never walk that line. She don't love nobody. All my life I've been told to hang on tight. There's a girl who'd be my wife, but I'm not interested in anything Mama said. I want the girl who does not need. She don't love nobody.
Desert Rose Band on WRCO, and She Don't Love Nobody. Monthly observances, now that we're into a new month. October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. It is Bat Appreciation Month, Blindness Awareness, Breast Cancer Awareness. It is Country Music Month, Emotional Wellness, Fair Trade, Halloween Safety, International Walk to School Month, National Animal Safety and Protection. It's National Apple Month. That's pretty timely. National Book Month. It's Caramel Month. Of course, that goes along with Apple Month too, right? National Chili Month. It's Cookbook, Cookie, Dessert, Pasta. National Pet Wellness Month. National Physical Therapy. Pizza Month. That's, celebrate that every month, right? National Pretzel Month, World Animal and World Bullying Prevention Month, all a part of October. So observances for October 2024. 13 past the hour of 6 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. Here's Alabama.
Something magic, the way that I feel in your arms. faster and faster and faster, with no time to stall. The closer you get, the further I fall. Keep falling, oh yeah, yeah. Keep falling. Yes, I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling. Yes, we're falling. The closer you get. Further I fall, mm-hmm. I'll be over the edge now in no time at all. I'm falling faster and faster and faster with no time to stall.
Oh yeah,
the closer you get,
mm-hmm.
the further I fall. The closer.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning. Our temperature is 51. That's a new overnight low as we head toward 65. Noticeably cooler for later today. It was a warm one again yesterday at 82 degrees. And we haven't had the frost yet, but yet things kind of getting tired there as far as the growing season is concerned. Some of the leaves starting to fall and things just looking a lot more fall-like these days.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Richland Electric Cooperative invites all members to their Member Appreciation Picnic this Thursday, October 3rd from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 30 East Robb Road in Richland Center. Enjoy a delicious meal prepared by the REC Board of Directors and employees. Please note, the picnic will be held on Thursday this year instead of Saturday. Don't miss out on this special event. See you Thursday.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
See Ballerini on WRCO. News, weather, and sports will be up in just a little bit today, and we'll share with you a few chances to win as this day goes on as well, kind of relating to some of the many things going on during Center Color Fest weekend this weekend, including the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show, and also the open house and customer appreciation at Oakwood Fruit Farm coming up this weekend as well. So listen for details. Hello, October. We're ready. October is always kind of a mixture for me. It's kind of nice. I like fall, but I don't like what sometimes happens by the end of the month. you know, and yeah. And then getting my Halloween costume together too, that's going to be a challenge.
And I think about it, I can almost smell that salt in the wind. Wonder if your number's still the same. Hey girl, I doubt it. I haven't called it since God knows when. Since moonlight on the shoreline, heart with my name next to yours, some memories stick around like white sand in the floorboard. You said when I miss you when you got back home to Dallas, and I said you ought to come see me and stay. You're the one who taught me how heartbreak happens, feeling the sting, then watching it fade like a
Scotty McCreery and the Fall of Summer. Oh, yes. Coming up here on WRCO, our news update. We're at 51 degrees, the overnight low.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much. Just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Duncan. Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. News Time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today, mostly sunny. It'll be breezy and more fall-like, a high of 65, with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Right now, we're at 51 degrees.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court and Main, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court and Main or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what is making news today. Former President Donald Trump plans to spend the hours ahead of tonight's vice presidential debate campaigning in Wisconsin. Trump is scheduled to stop in a critical Democratic county where he's never been before that is crucial to Democrat Kamala Harris's hopes for winning the key battleground state. Trump is planning to appear at a manufacturing facility in Wanakee. Also later today, he plans to hold an event at a museum in Milwaukee. Trump is expected to focus his comments in Wisconsin on the economy. Electric vehicle drivers will soon be able to recharge their cars at Quick Trip. The company announced yesterday it will be expanding its services at stations in Wisconsin to include both major standards of EV charging plugs. Four charging ports will be offered at each location that has the chargers. There's been an increased demand for charging stations in Wisconsin as most rural parts of the state do not have access, limiting travel for EVs. Gas prices continue to rise across the state. Prices increased 5 cents during the last week. The average yesterday was $3.08. This is still 11.6 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 37 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say Hurricane Helene should not broadly impact fuel production despite the devastation left behind after the storm. Some states will see challenges in getting gasoline to stations in the affected areas. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will restart the process to change PFAS regulations for drinking water. The Natural Resources Board approved a request for public hearings on the subject at its meeting last week. The DNR wants to get regulations to meet several guidelines for the federal level, but the change must go through a full round of hearings and meetings. If the change goes through, DNR staff say 90 water systems will have to be remediated statewide. Legislative Republicans prevented a previous alteration of the standards after the agency used emergency rulings to push for remediation in several parts of the state. 25 Red Cross volunteers from Wisconsin are part of the Hurricane Helene relief effort in the southeastern United States. Their assignments could change at any time. In fact, Red Cross volunteers have to be on standby in case they're needed more somewhere else in the country. 1,400 volunteers from around the country are a part of the effort. Donations for flood victims in North Carolina and Tennessee following the hurricane are being accepted at Driftless Outdoors on Highway 80 North. Basic needs are bottled water and canned food, along with can openers if donating canned food. Organizers are planning to leave with a semi-load of donations by Friday. Please have your donations dropped off by Thursday evening at 5. For more information, call 608-475-1219. Voters in the Ithaca School District will see a referendum question on the November election ballot in regards to exceeding the revenue limit. Lori Pizer is business manager for the Ithaca School District.
We're going to go up for 1.3 operational referendum for 4 years. Ithaca has not went out for an operational referendum since 2004. And if you look at the neighboring schools, they've had more operational referendums. Like Riverdale has had 2, Richland Center 3, River Valley 4, and Weston 5 in the same time frame. So I think that shows that Ithaca has been very frugal with their spending.
The money the school district is seeking will be used for operational expenses. There are 2 major reasons for the referendum.
As of 2025, the state funding has fallen $3,300 per student behind inflation. So if the state would have kept up with inflation for school districts, we wouldn't be here talking about going out for referendum. And another major point is declining enrollment. This is true for most all rural schools. Families are not large nowadays. I remember when I was young, we had families with 8 to 10 kids, and there was a family of the that had 17 kids. And so now you have families of, you know, 1 or 2 children. And so, of course, that's declining enrollment.
One concern that voters may have about the referendum question is the impact it will have on them.
Community members have asked about the referendum. How will it affect me? And on a $100,000 home, your taxes would increase $14 a month or $168 a year for the first year. The second year, the tax would increase $3.67 a month or $44 a year. In the third year, the increase would be $2.42 a month or $29 a year. And the fourth year increase would be $8 a month or $1 a year. So the total tax increase on a $100,000 home over the 4 years would be $242.
Informational sessions have been held to help residents understand the referendum question. If you have not been able to attend any of the past sessions and would like to find out more information about the referendum, 2 additional sessions remain. They will be held Wednesday at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym and Sunday, October 6th, in the morning at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall. A reminder, a blood drive for Impact Life will be hosted by SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo. That's happening today. The blood drive will be held from 1:30 until 5:30 at the Ringling Conference Room, basement level. Appointments are encouraged, but walk-ins are welcome. To make an appointment, you can email smurphy@impactlife.org.
Working outdoors often results in a great feeling afterwards, the feeling of having achieved something. Whether it's tackling fallen limbs, cutting firewood, or clearing land, Steel has a chainsaw for your next project. Find your Steel at Hillsboro Equipment, like the reliable MS-271 Farm Boss, a high-performance, high-tech chainsaw that's built to work day in and day out. Enjoy the satisfaction of a job well done with a Steel chainsaw from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport, Reedsburg.
Today, mostly sunny, breezy, and more fall-like, a high of 65. Northwest winds at 10 to 20. A few clouds and chilly tonight, a low of 38. Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer again, 73 tomorrow, with winds that could be between 12 and 25 miles per hour. Right now in Richland Center, we're feeling a little wind this morning, east to northeast at 5 to 7 miles per hour. And right now, we're at 51 degrees. Looking to buy, sell, trade, or browse? Come to the Richland Center Gun Show October 4th and 5th at the Richland Center Community Center. They pay cash for guns and related items. Don't miss out on the best deals. Hosted by Gun Buyer Gun Shows, this event is everything for firearm enthusiasts. Remember, all federal and local firearm laws must be followed. Mark your calendar for this weekend, October 4th and 5th, and head to the Richland Center Gun Show. Don't miss it. It's at the Richland Center Community Center this weekend.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. You can go farther and save on full synthetic with our oil change special. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Get the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at the high school sports schedule for tonight, and it's October, and the Brewers are in the playoffs.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Today in high school sports, among the volleyball matches tonight, Kickapoo is hosting Waseca Steuben, and Ithaca will be home against Seneca this evening. Boscobel will be doing battle at Riverdale in SWAL volleyball. And tonight for River Valley on the sports schedule, the River Valley swim team is going to be taking on Portage at Lodi High School this evening. Volleyball action against Lancaster at Lancaster as well. It's homecoming week for Richland Center. The Richland Center Ithaca Cross Country Runners will be at a meet in Black River Falls. Richland Center varsity soccer action today begins at 5 and JV to follow. And it's volleyball action tonight as Richland Center takes on Platteville. It's Platteville Lancaster in soccer and Platteville in volleyball. We'll have coverage of the volleyball match tonight. Coach Jamie Johnson talked to us about Platteville.
We got Platteville coming in. They're undefeated in conference. It's a must win. For a lot of reasons, one, to keep us alive in the conference race, and also from the seeding perspective, you know, we stubbed our toe last week, you know, against Dodgeville, giving them a chance to, you know, maybe get pull up with us in that seeding meeting. So a lot's on the line. Last week is our first home game of the year after like 5 weeks. So, you know, we don't have our routines. Hopefully we're a little more prepared, not as much, even though it's homecoming, it's early in the week, thankfully. That's not a Thursday night game because they get wore out by the end of the week and some other things. So hopefully we can, you know, still kind of keep routine, get a W, and then they can enjoy the rest of the, you know, homecoming festivities for the week before we have a big tournament on Saturday.
Pre-match time tonight around 7 o'clock on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. On WRCE-FM 107.7, AM 1450, it's Brewer Baseball. A wild doubleheader saw the Mets split two games with Atlanta, setting up a three-game series against the Milwaukee Brewers starting today. The Mets and Brewers just faced off for the final three games of the regular season. The Brewers won the first two games, and they also swept the Mets at the beginning of the year, holding a 5-1 record against New York this year. First pitch time just after 4:30 today. Freddy Peralta takes the mound for the Crew. And manager Pat Murphy talked yesterday about Sal Frelick's status.
Yeah, Sal came in today. He feels better than he did the day before. It's hard to predict. We're going to try to put him through some physical stuff today if he can. There's still a limp in there, which concerns me a little. We all know who Sal is and the type of fortitude that he has, and he's still limping, so I'm not as optimistic as I was hoping to be.
Elsewhere today, Atlanta plays at San Diego in a first-round game. That's tonight. In the American League playoffs, the first game of the day, Detroit at Houston, and then later on, Kansas City at Baltimore late this afternoon. Green Bay Packers coach Matt LaFleur said he doesn't believe cornerback Jaire Alexander, who missed Sunday's game against Minnesota with a combination of quad and groin injuries, will be out of the lineup long term. In fact, the Packers aren't ruling out the possibility of him playing this week against the Rams. The Packers won't practice again until Wednesday when the first injury report of Week 5 arrives. A true update on Alexander's status for Sunday night might not arrive until the final injury report coming up on Friday. Also in football news, Jared Goff threw a perfect game, setting an NFL record by completing all 18 of his passes to help the Lions beat the Seattle Seahawks 42-29 on Monday night. Mason Rudolph led 7 scoring drives after starter Will Levis left with a shoulder injury, and the Tennessee Titans beat the Miami Dolphins 31-12 on Monday night. Banished baseball great Pete Rose has died at the age of 83. The longtime Red, the career hits leader, but a fallen idol in baseball terms. A spokesperson for Clark County in Nevada confirmed on behalf of the medical examiner that Pete Rose passed away yesterday. That's an update on sports on this Tuesday morning. I'm Phil Nee. You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
100.9 WRCO.
To the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? To LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin.
Like it's New Year's Eve, you find some bar you can halfway breathe, touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it, so you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. And somehow she ain't got a boyfriend, so you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that He sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive, and take her home. They fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. Put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paints you a 7-pound, 5-ounce sin in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home. Fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms. And put a chain around your raised hell heart. You're trying to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home.
Kenny Chesney on FM 100.9 WRCO Radio. Today is a day to celebrate a new month, and this week it's National Walk Your Dog Week. So a good time to walk your dog or have your dog walk you, whatever the case might be. Get out and enjoy some really fresh air. It's pretty fresh this morning. We're at 50 degrees.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning starting at 11:30.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. We're headed towards 65 a little bit later on today, and right now we're at 50. in Richland Center, checking out the lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
Honey, they're bringing out a TV crew. They want to do a story about me and you. They'll be stringing up bright lights in the backyard. There'll be cameras on the shoulders. We'll be reading cue cards. Leave them long johns on the line. If the kids look dirty, that'll be just fine. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on block. The holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Tell them about your mama and the bowling league. Tell them about Junior and his baseball team. I'll show them my 9-point buck on the wall. I'll blow a few times on my new duck call. Let them see old Blue, how he sleeps all day. We'll bring out the Elvis TV tray. They're gonna put us on lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. They wanna see us go hog wild over beans and barbecue. They wanna see my fair lane up on the block. The holes in all our socks. Talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Yeah, our idea of a high class living. Sitting on the porch on a cool night. Champagne and caviar. Is an RC Cola and a moon pie. I'm talking about lifestyles of the not so rich and famous. Lifestyles of the not so rich and famous.
Tracy Byrd on WRCO Radio. We'll check in with the news coming up next here on the big program, and chances for you to win coming up. Some really fall, funny, fun treats coming up next hour.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line.